on the expectations and standards, which is really nice. And then I have a understanding of how stuff works just at the college. That always helps. And then the weather's been pretty cool up until this last week, so it's probably been the coldest camp I've ever been part of. The guys kind of, you know, nothing like 80 every day.
Yeah, this week, gosh, all the high schools had a lot of things. They've been going early in the morning, late at night, inside. What do you guys do?
So, you know, I'm always worried about the guys' safety and then just getting quality reps. So What we've done is, you know, we got really good work during camp, trying to get their legs back. And then we've been going late at night. We 8 o'clock at night is when we're actually practicing through this week. And we play a night game, so it kind of plays into that also. Then we don't have to worry about the weather. Guys are playing under the lights. That's what they're going to experience. Keep them busy late at night. That's always a good thing as a coach. tire them out before they go to bed.
You bet. So. Last year things went well. 6-5 record. I mean, you always want to have a perfect record, but that's not going to happen very often. But the teams coming in here this year, what are the expectations for your Bobcats this year?
You know, 6-5 was a good starting point. I do believe that we've added some more key players. The depth is a little bit better. Still not exactly where we want, and the competition level's better. So 6-5 should be the bottom that we should ever go. I feel really good about the team. We've got some really good players. So I expect, you know, we'll take another step this fall.
As far as the offensive side of the football, tell me a little bit about that side.
So offensively, you know, we have two quarterbacks that are really going head-to-head for the job. We have Will Mueller, who was the starter, and then we brought in a transfer young man from Hutchinson Community College, Colin Shields. Those two have really been battling it out. I think we feel really good about both of them being the signal caller back there. And then we were able to add some new running backs to the field. We got a young man, Keon Henry Brooks, a transfer from Vanderbilt. Eric Polnitz is now going to play. The transfer from Alabama will play in the tailback. And then we have good old Stacey Allen, who was the starter this last year. So we've really added some more depth. And then we have some phenomenal freshmen that came in. So it's just getting them up to speed. And then in the outside, really, you know, we added a kid by the name of Jordan Kemp, kid from Southern Miss. We have everybody returning, really. Gary Fleming, who was the starter a couple years ago, is now back. And then we have a transfer from Kansas, L.J. Shad, that will be starting on the outside. So a little bit more firepower. We should be able to score a couple more points.
Coach, that's always an interesting question. It's not unusual. This happens a lot in football and basketball. Pruitt has for a long time. How do kids from, they played at Alabama, Vanderbilt, I think you said, Ole Miss, Kansas, how in the world those kids find their way to Peru? You guys must do a tremendous job looking, watching things to get kids like that to find their way to Peru. It's not easy.
Well, sometimes it's just connections kind of help in the recruiting process. You have enough connections. That kind of helps. And then the staff does a great job. They're doing a good job just, you know, looking over, calling, constantly recruiting. It's a year-round deal anymore. And then we just explain what a great place Peru State is. I mean, it's, you know, so many people, I think, take it for granted, but this place is a great opportunity for so many young men. Facilities are phenomenal, sports phenomenal, playing in the Oak Bowl, new dome being built. So it's a lot of positives, and a lot of guys want to be part of it, and they want to be part of a winning tradition. So it's not really that hard of a sell. You know, the more and more, I mean, I think we got 50 to 60 high school kids just from the area coming to the game on Saturday. So the word's starting to spread. The problem is having enough locker spots. So.
That's a good problem to have. We'll come back. We'll get to the nuts and bolts of game number one after this timeout.
Lewis Implement, your implement dealer in Humboldt, is ready to help you for a successful harvest season. With parts, sales, and service. It is now early order buying time for Kinsey planners and carts for the 2024 season. Lewis Implement has been proudly serving the community since 1949. Stop in or call Lewis Implement in Humboldt at 402-625-7920.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Welcome back to our Peru State Coach Show. We visit with Coach O here before the first game of the season for Peru State on Saturday night against Hastings. Coach, what are you getting yourself into with Hastings tomorrow night?
Well, Hastings, you know, Hastings is, you know, they finished 7-4 last year. Were one of the better teams in the GPAC. They returned quite a few players. Defensively is probably their strength. They got a couple D linemen that are, you know, all conference type players. And they run a 3-4, a little bit different than the other teams we see. So it causes some issues. They definitely stop the run. And then offensively, you know, they call their offense Ricky Bobby. So they try to go really fast. They spread it out. And so we'll have our hand full on that side of the ball too. So their special teams, they're probably one of the better special teams that we've evaluated, over the last year or so.
Mm-hmm. And as I recall, last year, special teams and Peru State College went hand in hand, and boy, that was a big part of your game last year.
Yeah, we had to manufacture some points and move the. We definitely always won the special teams battle, very aggressive. I think we faked six punts, so and we were 5-for-6, and one of them was called back, so that one don't count, I guess. And then we blocked quite a few punts and extra points and field goals and just had a major impact because so many of our games were so close last year. You know, if we don't play well on special teams, instead of being 6-5, we're easily 3-8.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a championship team, you're going to have to be really good in all three phases. So we're hopefully that we improve. You know, defensively, we were pretty good last year. Offensively, I think we're going to take another step. And not forget about special teams. We spend a lot of time on special teams.
No, no doubt. Coach, we look at the schedule, and it's always tough in that Heart of America Athletic Conference, but you guys have opened some eyes around the league and around the country, I'm sure, last year, and some pretty high hopes this year. But I look at the schedule, boy, there aren't any weeks off, just like always.
Yeah, no, we definitely have 11 games, you know, regular season that we'll – It's you try to game plan for them all, and there's not too many, you know, what I would call bye weeks.
Right.
Where you can kind of show up. That's so we'll have our handful. I mean, we'll definitely know where we stand when early in the season. I think the first four definitely show us where we're at, and then we always have Grandview on our side of the bracket, or you know, the North, who is always, you know, top couple in the country, so we'll see where we're standing when we get to them. But we're definitely starting to knock on the door, and I think they all know that.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, John.
That's our Peru State College Coaches Show for this week. Stay tuned. High school football coming up next.
It's time for high school football. The players have warmed up. The fans have found their seats, and you've found the High School Football Game of the Week here on Sunny 101.3.
Time now to turn our attention on Sunny 101.3 to the High School Football Game of the Week, and tonight's game will be the Johns County Central Thunderbirds as they host the Meade Raiders. Johns County Central, they have been waiting a while to get back in the playoffs, and they are hoping this year is the year. Coach Ryan Houghton's team gaining experience last year, and they've got a good bunch of athletes put together, and they're hoping that turns into a bunch of good football players, and they can kind of kick that door in and get into the playoffs in 2023. Tonight, we'll find out what the T-Birds have in store for everybody else around the area and see where they stand going into the season. So it's Johnson County Central hosting me tonight. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll have that game for you here on Sunny 101.3. Lucas Breschel calling all the action tonight. I had a chance earlier this week to visit with Coach Ryan Haughton. We'll find out his thoughts on his team and tonight's game after this two-minute timeout.
Make plans for the 14th annual Cobblestone Fun Run and Walk this Saturday, August 26th, hosted by Community Medical Center in Falls City. All races will start at 7 a.m., and proceeds go to cancer care in our community. Register online at cmcfc.org. Click on Community tab, then Events, fill out the form, and return to Linda Santo at Community Medical Center. It's the 14th annual Cobblestone Fun Run and Walk this Saturday, August 26th at 7 a.m., hosted by and starting and finishing at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for one, two, or three lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Roblizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robots will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
It's time now to visit with Thunderbird coach Ryan Haughton as the T-Birds get ready to open the season tonight, hosting Meade. Coach, it's 2023. It's been a hot week, but I know your kids, they've got to be excited. As we talked about in the coaching show this week, you've got a squad that's been on the cusp of getting in the playoffs, and it seems like this might be the year one of those teams, they're ready to just kind of to push on and break through some ceilings that have kind of held them down here the last few years.
Yeah, we really have. Our guys are really chomping at the bit to get it going. We need to hit somebody in a different color here pretty soon. But as you said, John, we have been on the cusp. We had a couple of very close games last year, a play here or a call there that goes our way, and we win a game, and it probably vaults us into the playoffs 2 years in a row. We had a horrible time with the injury bug, but, you know, I'm a believer that you make your own luck, you know, by hard work and dedication, that you kind of eliminate some of those things. And we think we've done a good job with the process of getting there. There's been having to be a lot of hard work here of changing the culture and getting guys' minds right to be that type of playoff team. But I feel we're completely ready to go and start this season. This game will tell a lot about the trajectory of our team this year. And we do want to be one of those playoff teams.
On paper, the T-Birds look good. You've got some experienced players. You've got returning starters. You've got size. The only I don't know a lot about the speed, but everything else lines up. It looks like you've got pretty much everything you could ask for as a coach.
Well, I think we do have good balance. We definitely have some decent size. When you have the well-inset kid up front weighing 245. We have a Giovanni Cabrales, a senior, weighing 250. Sergio Baez at 210. Cam Lather up front weighing 215. We got some size, and every kid that I've mentioned there has had a lot of snaps in the past, going all the way back to their freshman year, and those type of kids are now juniors and seniors. So they're pretty seasoned up front. We do have some speed in the backfield. I think we have some speed at the quarterback and some experience in both those areas coming back. So with the combination of those things, Keegan Jones weighing 212 pounds, and then on the other side with Jackson Haughton having kind of the speed portion of it. I think we have nice balance within our offense and defense, and hopefully that'll play out well for us.
We talked earlier this week about the defensive side of the football. I think you said you got six starters back. That's a great thing to have.
It is, you know, because there, it wasn't like our defense was super porous. You know, we had a couple games against some top 10 teams at the end that we gave up a lot of points. But for the most part, we played teams really tough there. And we returned our leading tackler in Keegan Jones, a junior. And he's got great instincts. We have a good linebacker senior in Terry True that will be coming back that did a lot of good things for us. And up front, we should be about as deep as we've been in the last 4 or 5 years here at JCC. So I would look for our defense to play well tonight and throughout the course of the season.
As far as the offensive side of the football, what's the what do you hope is the game plan for the T-Birds this season?
Well, as always, and I think what a lot of teams do, you know, you want to run the football. I mean, you can control things a little better, and that's including the clock and the times of possession. We want to run the ball, but we really feel good about our passing game as well, probably better than we did last year. We have more targets, and we have an experienced quarterback coming back that's gotten bigger and better in Wes Swanson, and he's really got a lot of confidence flowing right now, and we have a bevy of receivers that he can look for and find, and Keegan Jones led the team in receiving last year. Him and Jackson Houghton have a pretty good connection and a kind of a special bond that I think you're going to see them connect a little bit. Running backs, Levi Boardman has really stepped up this year as a smaller guy but real quick and does a nice job of reading blocks. So we have a lot of options, and we think our offense can be pretty wide open.
Mm-hmm. Meade coming to town Friday night. What do you expect out of that squad?
Well, you know, kind of your classic Meade. It looked like they're maybe going to get a new coach here for a while, but it seems like their coach, he wasn't going to go anywhere. He's the athletic director, and he's back. We feel they'll do kind of some of the same things. He's been there over a dozen years, and similar stuff that they've done in the past. They're going to try to start to run the ball, too, and use play action. We have a lot of similarities between us and them. They always have good athletes up there. You never know what they get for a transfer being close to the big cities. They've been to playoffs 5 years in a row. They had a winning season last year, and we expect a tussle from these guys, and we'll have to come to play each snap on Friday night for us to come out victorious.
As far as your squad, again, the things we overlook sometimes is special teams. I talked to a coach that had a week zero game. He said, well, special teams won the game for us. That's how we accounted for about 20 of our points. How comfortable are you with special teams?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, because I've been preaching to kids here, too. Just with our team growing up and getting older, we've got a lot of different athletic combinations, from size to speed to quickness to ability. I feel that we can be as good in special teams as we have been around here in a long time. In our pre-scrimmage and things like that, we have done real good on special teams. We're averaging it right in about 40 yards a punt, and we've taken two or three to the house just on our soap scrimmage the other night. This could be a strength of our team, John, and it's something we're real excited. We will be looking to make a big play or score every time we get out on a special team opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And the last thing we'll talk about, we talked about on the coaches show this week, as we cheat and do this a little bit earlier in the week, the weather this week, getting everybody ready for football, been a little tougher than you would like.
Yeah, this is unusual, especially our second week. I mean, we're toward the end of August. This is unusual to be this hot. Maybe your first during 2-a-days you run into this a little bit. But we've been dealing with it pretty well. Our kids have been acclimated. We feel like we're a pretty well-conditioned team. But our practice field, we've been going at 6 o'clock at night. At that time, our practice field is completely encompassed in shade, and there's always kind of a nice breeze up on the hill. We follow all the NSAA mandates and protocols, and we were well within acceptable and safe levels throughout the week here, and we're going to continue with that. We don't ever want to put anybody in harm's way, but we've been pretty lucky. I don't think everybody has that luxury of having a practice field in the late in the afternoon that goes in the shade. So
we're using that to our advantage, and we're going to be out there practicing at the same time that we're going to be playing football on Friday night.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll thank you and wish the Thunderbirds good luck in the ball game tonight.
Hey, thanks, John. Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
The Nemaha County Hospital is holding a blood drive on August 31st from 8 to 1 in their classroom. The Red Cross is in critical need of blood, and your donation could save lives. Anyone who donates will receive a $10 e-gift card to a movie merchant of your choice from the Red Cross. So make your appointment today at rcblood.com/donate and then prepare for the day by eating iron-rich foods, getting plenty of sleep, and drinking extra liquids to make sure your body is hydrated. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
High school football is back, and welcome to Tecumseh, Nebraska, where we have Johnson County Central Thunderbirds taking on the Meade Raiders for the week one game of high school football. After a hot week and a cancellation last night that rescheduled the Humboldt Tiburon Steiner versus Brownell Talbot to Saturday at 11 a.m., we're back for high school football. And I'm joined here, this is Lucas Freshel, joined by Scott Strock, and it's turned out to be a pretty nice night here.
Yeah, based on the temperatures we dealt with early part of the week, I was concerned we might have some brutal heat index temperatures tonight, but got some cloud cover, temperatures dropped, humidity's a little lower. It's a pretty pleasant evening for football, Lucas.
It is pretty pleasant. We're in the shade over here. There's a shade over the field. It's actually turned out to be pretty nice. There was cancellation last night. There's been a couple of delays. I know there's a couple games in the area that have pushed back from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., but it looks like we're lined up to be a great night of football. And I know both of these teams are looking to get a W on the board. You know, after you go through a couple weeks of, you know, two-a-days and those long practices, I mean, this is what it's all about. It's all about lining up and playing a little football, and you know these boys will be excited. So tradition, kind of first week one game for these two schools. Johnson County Central lost to Meade last year in the opener. Johnson County Central is looking to try to make the playoffs here for the first time in 10 years, and that's the goal. You can tell there's a little bit of energy around here. They're excited about the football team they have. They've got kind of a young stud at quarterback. They've got a stud lineman, and looking to go for the win here after a 2-6 campaign last year. They were 1-4 in the district. They ended 2022 with a four-game losing streak. As mentioned, their last playoff appearance was in 2013, and they have no playoff wins as Johnson County Central. Last playoff win, 2004, Tecumseh High 1-1, and Nemaha Valley was a winner in 2004 in the playoffs. And then, like I said, playoffs is the goal for JCC this year. Six starters back on defense and looking to get back into the winning column. East Central Nebraska Conference matchup here. JCC and Meade are both in the East Nebraska Central Conference. Other Sunny 101 area teams, Fall City and Auburn, they play 11-man. And so there's a few 8-man teams. The other 8-man teams in this conference, Elmwood Murdoch, Freeman, Palmyra, and Weeping Water. And the 6-8-man teams are split in districts. In District D11 is Elmwood Murdoch, Meade, and Weeping Water. And D12 is Freeman, Johnson County Central, and Palmyra. So despite a loss tonight, both of these teams could still control their own destiny to win the district. Meade last year was 4-5, 3-2 in the district. They made it to the playoffs. They lost to Laurel Concord Coleridge 20-68. Meade's made the playoffs the last 4 years and lost in the first round each of those years. They're one of the smaller schools in D1. They're two students away from being in class D2. They're ranked number 48 in that classification with 37 kids in the enrollment. JCC is the largest D1 school in the class, ranked number one in D1 per enrollment with 51. And so they're both excited to play here tonight. Players to watch here on JCC's side, Bobby Mills of the McCook Gazette, always enjoy his articles. Nolan Wellensack, Johnson County, is 6'5", 235-pound junior. He was all district last year, and he's going to be a load.
Yeah, absolutely. Johnson Nolan's a kid. He's a junior, but he's a three-year starter.
Three-year starter for JCC. Meade's win last year at home against Johnson County Central, 48-22. It was their first home opener win since 2019. It looks like they're going to bring out the colors to the field here. We'll pause for a little bit. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
We are wrapping up another summer, which means one thing for you farmers: time to gear up for harvest. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to provide you with the parts, the service, and the machinery you need to have a successful and smooth harvest. Get your equipment checked out now to prevent breakdowns and downtime when it's time to hit the fields. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Are you looking for a new activity for the kids or the whole family? At Heller Martial Arts, we have something for everyone. Taekwondo for all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. Anyone can do it, and you can start anytime. And your first class is free. Call today, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts at 1522 Stone Street, Fall City. And you can find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to week one high school football here. We're live. It's Johnson County Central Thunderbirds versus Meade Raiders as they present the colors. Lovely rendition of the national anthem by the JCC Pep Band. And we will pull out our sheets here and look to go through what we predict to be the starting lineups. There's a couple coaches that were talked to earlier in the week. There's a couple guys that were in the mix, but we think we've got it lined out. And, Scott, if you've got the starters for JCC.
Yeah, I've got JCC on the offensive side of the football. Up front, one of our ends, Keegan Jones. Keegan's another junior who's got a three-year starter both ways. He actually set our school record for tackles in a season last year as a sophomore.
Thank you, VFW Post. Thank you.
Also up front, number 65, Sergio Vallis. He's a senior. Cam Lauther's a two-year starter, a junior at center. And you mentioned Nolan Wellensack earlier, junior up front at guard. He'll start on the defensive line as well. Jackson Houghton's going to be our split end. He's a junior starting for the first time this year. Wes Swanson, sophomore quarterback, started a couple games last year, the last couple games of the season as a freshman, but he's going to be a sophomore starter at quarterback. Levi Boardman, junior at running back, and Terry True, senior running back.
And now
for the Meat Raiders and the white tops and the black bottoms on offense at center, 220-pound junior Waylon Grice. At left guard, 190-pound senior Mason Christensen. At right guard there, 185-pound senior Chris Hansen. Possible tight ends, wide receiver rotations here, Tristan Zwiener, 150-pound senior. Tanner Price, 160-pound senior. Brady Gardner is 170-pound sophomore. And Preston Price, 135-pound sophomore. At quarterback for Meade, Caden Watson is 170-pound junior. And in the backfield, Mason Reed, 140-pound sophomore. And Titus Lee, a 200-pound junior. Also in the wide receiver rotation, possibly getting some time, Quinn Carrett, 145-pound junior, and Tony Angle is 140-pound sophomore. JCC's defensive starters, JCC's got the black tops on the black pants, looking real sharp out there on the defensive side.
Yeah, triple black tonight, black helmets, black jerseys, black pants. On the defensive side for the Thunderbirds, Jackson Hawk is going to be one of the defensive backs. He'll be wearing number one. He's 145-pound junior. The other defensive back, number 22, Wes Swanson, 160-pound sophomore. Linebackers, Cedric Ofegbu, 190-pound junior, and Terry Drew, 170-pound senior. At safety, Keegan Jones,
number
220-pound junior. He's the one I told you last year broke our single-season record for tackles as a sophomore. Also starting at defensive end, Wyatt Case on one side, 190-pound sophomore on the other side, Sergio Atlas, 210-pound senior, along with Nolan Wellenstek at nose guard, 245-pound junior.
Looks great. Looks like they've got the starting lineups. They've gone through that. It looks like both teams are about ready to kick off. I think we should probably just keep it here. Scott, anything else you're looking forward to tonight and seeing?
No, kind of like we talked about before the game, Lucas. You got two teams that maybe were a little disappointed in their overall records last year. Meade finished 4-4 on the season, but as we discussed, all four of their losses were to playoff teams. They did sneak into the playoffs and lost in the first round. They'll be replacing a couple studs on the offensive side of their quarterback, a two-time honorable state mention, and they had a big pullback last year. They both graduated. JCC 2-6, but all six of their losses also were to playoff teams. And I think both of these teams are looking at tonight as a stepping stone to an above 500 record and a playoff berth.
That's right. You know, with the expanded playoffs, it was the early 2000s when they expanded the playoffs from 16 to 32 teams, and it really opens the field for a lot of these teams to get in there. That's really, you know, the Class C and the Class D qualifications. There's a lot of opportunities for those kids to get in there. And last year was the first year in Nebraska state football history where there was more 8-man teams than 11-man. Johnson County Central is lined up for the kick.
Terry True is going to be kicking for the Thunderbirds. And it looks like Meade's got Quinn Carrett back deep.
Quinn Carrett with the take on up to the right side. He's going to be tackled just short of the 30 at the 29-yard line where Meade will start their first drive of the season.
Well, we're off and running, Lucas. High school football 2023.
This is it. This is great. It's a great time of year. Glad to have the heat behind us. Beautiful night, cloud cover here, and football is back, baby. Football is back.
Yeah, that can never happen too soon, can it?
That's right. Meade breaks the huddle. Looks like they're going to go shotgun formation. Split left, one to the right. Quarterback calls the count, takes a snap. It's going to be a handoff around the left side. He's going to be tackled short. Quinn Carrett tackled after no gain or on the near side here.
Brought down by Houghton.
Strong tackle there by Jackson Houghton coming up from his defensive back position. Maybe a gain of a short two, long one there. Coach Houghton did tell me that Meade likes to run a lot of that jet action type motion, either to give it or for misdirection.
Seeing a lot of that from these offenses these days. He's going to go under center here, kind of a classic I formation. calls the count, takes it. It's going to be just an ISO right up the gut along the left side for maybe a yard. Brings up third and eight for the Beat Raiders. JCC defense starting tough here tonight.
It is third and seven.
Yep, that was Watson on that carry. Picked up a yard, and as we mentioned before, Wellensack at nose guard really clogging up the middle there. Took up two blocks. Not much room for Watson as he was looking up the middle.
He's a big boy. Just, you know, he passes the eye test right away. Meade's going to go with a split set, single receiver on each side, shotgun formation, half back to the left flank, shotgun, snap, take. He's going to keep it along the left side. He's going to be stopped short after about a 2 to 3 yard gain. Not quite able to get to midfield, and that'll probably bring a punt for Meade.
Number two, Cedric Afegbu for the Thunderbirds. Nice job coming up from his linebacker spot. Once the quarterback broke the pocket there, he was able to get a couple, but not enough. Fourth and five.
Fourth and five. That's a great stop for JCC. They're pumped up here early. Three and out. That's what you're looking for. Meade in punt formation. Back to punt. They've got red letters on black sleeves. A little tough to tell on the side there. He's going to be dropped the punt. He's going to scramble to the right. He gets the punt off. It's going to be a short punt, wobbly punt. And it's going to be down just across about the 21-yard line where JCC will have their first drive of the season.
24-yard punt. Looked like it might be a disaster there. And Price bobbled the snap, but he was able to get a punt off, got a decent bounce. That gain of 24 there.
Thank you for that. JCC going to be a I formation, tight fullback, handoff. ISO around the left side for a really nice gain of 3 or 4 yards on the first play from scrimmage. Carrying the ball there.
Mahoney Boardman, the ball carrier.
That's going to be Levi
Mahoney Boardman.
Yep. He's a junior getting his first start at running back. He's played some last year, but getting his first start at running back.
JCC breaks the huddle. I formation again. Tight ends. Takes a snap, gives to the fullback, up the right side. He's going to be stopped short. No gain, maybe a yard.
And off the
That's True, the fullback, Terry True, a junior for the Thunderbirds. Right, yeah, we'll be generous to give him a yard on that.
Yeah, he got a yard. You know, there's some excitement here around the sophomore, Wes Swanson, who did he start the last two games at the end of the year?
Yeah, he did. We'd had a senior starter, and then we had a running back get hurt. Our senior quarterback started, moved to running back, and Wes stepped in and played really well those last two games.
I formation again. It's going to be a fake to the left, trap play around the left side. It's going to be good for a first down. Probably a good 9 yard gain.
Yeah.
9 yard gain for Mahoney Boardman. And JCC has a first down on their first drive here, rolling right along.
First down of our 2023 season goes the Thunderbirds' way, and they're on their own side of the 40 at the 36 yard line.
JCC breaks the huddle. They're going to stick with that same I formation. Everybody's tight there. Swanson under center. Takes the snap. He's going to fake left, fake right. Rolls out to the right. Bootleg pass. Just a bit overthrown. Ball intended for Houghton.
Overthrown, incomplete.
Houghton looks like he was just running a little kind of corner pattern. No, he's running a post from the left side, perhaps. And kind of a little skinny post. He was trying to get upfield. Ball just sailed on the. They're going left to right here in front of us. The wind is blowing left to right, and perhaps the wind just caught that.
Yeah, I think he had Boardman just overthrew it a little bit. Probably got the juices flowing a little early in the game.
Right, adrenaline for sure. Under center, Swanson takes the snap. It's going to be a pitch sweep to the right side. That's Afegbu.
Yep. Ball carrier.
Afegbu with the carry. Good for about 8 or 9 yards here, which will bring up about a third.
9 yards.
Third and one.
Third and one.
JCC across midfield. Into me territory, ball spotted right on the 35-yard line, right side hash.
There was nothing tricky about that one, Lucas. That was just a good old power pitch. Let's see if we can man up and block somebody, and Thunderbirds were able to do it. Afegbu made one man miss in about a 3 yard gain and then turned it into nine.
I formation for Swanson, gives to the fullback up the middle. Fullback carry here is going to be True. For gain of three, it's good for a first down.
And it will be a first and ten for the Thunderbirds.
Needed one, got three there on third and one. Thunderbirds put back-to-back first downs together, and they're into Raider territory.
Rolling right along. breaks the huddle, got a flank left side, going to be a sweep left pitch to Ofegbu, who makes a man miss, makes a second guy miss. We have a flag down, and a second flag comes in.
There is a flag on the play.
JCC lineman indicating a hold. I'm thinking he's indicating a hold on his own team. Mead players clapping on the far side, and there's the signal. It is a hold.
Yeah, I think we got a hold on that left edge, which is the corner that Ofegbu was trying to turn. He was able to do it, picked up 9, but I think Thunderbird's going to back up 10 yards here.
It looks like the flag is down at the line of scrimmage, so 10 yards from the spot should bring up a 1st and 20. There's 7:25 left to go in the first quarter. This is the opening drive for Johnson County Central 2023 football campaign. Meade started with the ball, went 3 and out. JCC got him 3 and out to start the game.
20 for the Thunderbirds.
And JCC likely to probably stick with this same little run game. Under center is Swanson. It's going to be a trap to the left, around to the right side here. Wide open. He's going to be good for an 18-yard gain. Out of bounds here at about the 18-yard line, 25-yard line. 18-yard line is where the...
Looks like they stepped it back there. They're going to call it the 28, but that's a good first down play.
Yards,
first and 20, pick up 15. Cut that to 2nd and 5 in a hurry.
Thank you. Big play there. 2nd and 5 for JCC. Under center, I formation, Swanson takes the snap. Fake to the fullback up the middle. Keeps it himself. Looked like maybe a triple option design. And he is going to have enough for the first down.
And that is good for a Thunderbird first down.
That will give him 6 on that one. On 2nd and 5, another first down for the Thunderbird.
That's a big first down there after the 10-yard holding penalty. You get a good 15-yard gain and just pick up the first down. Just keep trucking right along.
Those holding penalties can be drive killers. Thunderbird's able to overcome their first piece of adversity.
I formation, Swanson, snap, right side to Ofegbu, who's going to be met by the Meade linebacker after a gain of about 4 or 5.
Brought down by
all of that, you got to give some credit to the Thunderbird offensive line, though, because on even those power plays, Thunderbirds are 3 yards past line scrimmage before they're making contact. Ofegbu drug a guy a couple yards for a gain of 6 there, but it was 4 before anybody touched him.
It's exactly what you're hoping to see if you are a fan of the power run game. Possibly, maybe we'll see that here next Thursday night up in Minnesota for the Huskers.
Boy, you'd love to see that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I formation here for JCC. It's going to be a sweep to the left to Ofegbu. Makes a man miss. He's going to get a good game, but there is a flag on the play.
Ofegbu.
Likely in the vicinity of holding, and there is the holding call from the side judge.
Right on that left edge again.
And there will be a holding against the Thunderbirds.
It was 2nd and 6 from the 15. The flag is downfield.
It's about the 14-yard line where the flag hit the ground.
That's what I'm seeing. So it should line up to the 24, about a second and 15-ish. Let's see what they say here.
Well, the one thing, this penalty, although you hate to have the back up 10 yards again here, we're definitely in 4-down territory here now. So even though we're staring at 2nd and 14, we may be looking at 4-down territories. The Thunderbirds are still inside the 25-yard line.
Could be. I don't know if they have a kicker. We will see. The wind is at their back. Quarterback, they've broken the huddle. There's a timeout on the field. It looks like an official's timeout. It looks like they're maybe trying to verify the spot of the ball.
Yeah, they moved it back about 9 yards there. So if this holds, we're looking at 2nd and 14.
They're going to give 1 yard back. So, credit to the refs. All you want to do is try to get it right. This is likely their first game of the year, too. All right, under center. Wide receiver split left, Ofegbu, single back. It's going to be a deep 5-7 drop dump across the middle. And in for the touchdown. In for the touchdown is Keegan Jones with a little draw from the right end position across the middle. Little pitch and catch for another 10-yard after the catch carry into the touchdown.
Yeah, Jones lined up as the right side tight end, just ran a shallow drag about 3 yards past line of scrimmage across from right to left. And Wes was able to find him about 6-7 yards downfield. Jones did the rest, 24-yard touchdown pass.
JCC will line up for the two-point conversion. It's going to be a direct snap to Graham, who's going to be tackled just short, just a yard short.
And the
two-point conversion is no good. So after the long drive, JCC scores the touchdown. They're up 6-0. You're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest-growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to high school football. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call, stop by and see Jake, Tasha ArmConnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City. JCC with the kickoff. Meade, able to field it, carries it up to about the 22-yard line. After the scoring drive, it was a 10-play, 24-yard drive, capped off by a 24-yard pass from Swanson to Jones.
Swanson to Jones.
The extra point was no good, and JCC's up 6-0, scoring a touchdown on their first drive of the season.
Yeah, that drive ended up covering a total of 77 yards when you had the penalties in. They were able to pick up 53 of those on the ground and 24 on that touchdown pass from Swanson to Jones.
Excellent. Meade Raiders going to be in the I formation. It's going to be a fumble on the play, and it looks like JCC might be on top of it. They are pointing this way, and the indicator is there. JCC causing the fumble on the first play of this second drive for Meade, and JCC is in total control here.
Yeah, Watson just wasn't able to take the snap clean, and Wyatt Case, number 44, a sophomore for the Thunderbirds, able to dig the ball out of the pile. Thunderbirds, just after that touchdown, get the ball back, starting at the Meade 22-yard line.
Sweet start. JCC, it's going to be a little strong formation here with the fullback flank to the right side.
Oh,
bootleg, wide open, downfield, touchdown! Touchdown, Johnson County Central, Keegan Jones with his second touchdown catch of the night, a 23-yard touchdown pass from Swanson, and JCC with the fumble recovery and the touchdown pass right away.
Boy, you love that going for the big play right after a turnover, see if you can catch him still sulking a little bit, and Swanson was able to find Jones once again. They're going to go for two here once again.
Looks like single back formation, fake to the right, going to be a little dump across the middle, and the two-point conversion is going to be good
Hot
for Houghton. Houghton with a two-point conversion, and JCC is up 14-0. You're listening to high school football, Sunny 101.3.
If you want it, we've probably got it at your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Just going to put out that reminder, we have all of our Gravely lawnmowers. You have an extra rebate right now, anywhere from $100 all the way up to $1,000 on Gravely mowers. And don't forget, 48-month, 0% interest with available credit. So come on in, check out our new Gravelys today, give them a test drive. Gravely will keep you cutting.
Whether you're looking to save for a rainy day or retirement, Frontier Bank has you covered with a variety of investment options. Hurry in for a promotional rate of 5.15 APY on a 7-month CD. $10,000 minimum deposit required. Yes, you heard that right. 7 months, 5.15 APY. Stop in or visit frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Johnson County Central with the kickoff after scoring the touchdown. They're up 14-0 and a big hit on the return here. Meade was able to field it at about the 2 or 3 yard line, get it across the 15 up to the 16, and big hit there to bring the kick returner down.
Yeah, that was number 4 Danny Kong-Minabong, sophomore for the Thunderbirds, and I think Carrot might have been better served to let that ball go into the end zone. Ended up backtracking, picked up about the 3. The Bees are going to start 1st and 10 at the 15.
Bees are going to go shotgun formation, receiver flank to the left, wide receivers each side, snap back, going to be a give across the middle, around to the right side. It looks like there's another fumble on the play, and JCC's waving the hands that way. And an indicator, maybe... perhaps the ball carrier was down. There's no indication of a turnover.
Well, either they're saying he was down or he was able to fall back on it. Oh, turnover.
It is a turnover. So after a little brief discussion by the referees, it is a fumble again on Meade's first play of their third drive, and JCC takes over at Meade's 13-ish yard line, 18-yard line.
Boy, if you're a Thunderbird fan, you couldn't have drew up a better start in your dream.
It's a beautiful start. Our presenting sponsor for this game tonight, Bruna Implement Company. Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They have 5 other locations in Northeast Kansas. JCC brings in the play. It looks like there's a message to the press box, possibly resetting time on the clock. Well, right now.
They changed their mind here. They flipped the chains here. Meade's going back on offense.
Oh.
So we should have 2nd and 10 here then. Not sure exactly what the reason for overturning that call was.
Maybe they just indicated the wrong way. I mean, there's no review here. I believe when you get to the state championship game, you can do some reviews now. There's obviously no reviews in high school football here at this level, but it is correct. They signaled JCC had recovered the ball in the fumble, and then they've corrected this. Now it looks like it's Meade's ball. It should be 2nd and 10-ish.
Yeah, that was Titus Lee that was the ball carrier on that first down play for Meade. He did fumble. Either way, they gave the ball back to Meade. They're staring 2nd and 10 from their 16, 17-yard line.
All right. It's going to be a snap back. Meade on the ball carrier. It's going to be Reed, the ball carrier, for a good maybe 3-4-yard gain.
We'll call it
3rd and 7. There you go. 3rd and 7. 4:36 to go in the first quarter. Johnson County Central up 14-0 on the Meade Raiders. An excellent start for JCC, having scored on their touchdown on their first drive, fumble recovery, and another touchdown.
Yeah, Meade needs a first down in the worst way right here.
Meade in the shotgun formation takes the snap. It's going to be a pass to the right side, and the defender on the play timed it almost perfectly there.
I think both teams might have caught a break. I thought Meade's wide receiver had false started, and the defensive back for the Thunderbirds there, Wyatt Ludeman, may have been just a tad early. Either way, incomplete pass, 4th and 7.
Could possibly have received a flag there for pass interference, and I believe Meade's coach over there, Terry Hickman, kind of sharing that opinion, it looked like. He's got his hands on his hips, not too happy. I think he was looking for the defensive pass interference. Now it's a punt for Meade. It's going to be a short punt. Will be fielded at about the 35-yard line of JCC, out of bounds. Return was Jackson Houghton after a short punt.
It's going to be a 20-yard punt and essentially no return. He picked it up right at the sideline. We'll give 20 yards on the punt, no return. Thunderbirds are going to be 1st and 10 at their own 37, 38-yard line.
That is right. 4:04 on the clock, first quarter. JCC is going to break the huddle here. I formation, standard I formation. Swanson, under center, takes the snap. Direct handoff, ISO play to Ofegbu around the right side. Carrier. Good for about three, maybe 2 or 3 yards.
Brought down by Lee.
Yeah, at this point, Thunderbirds are just kind of lining up, battering right into the Raiders, and then mixing in that play action once in a while after they suck that defense up into the box.
I believe Swanson is 2 for 3 on passes. His first pass was a little bit long, but he's connected on the other two for touchdowns. Swanson takes the snap. It's going to be a give to Ofegbu on the left side. And it looks like he may have enough for the first down as well.
It
looks like they're going to mark him just about a quarter to a half yard short. We'll give him 6 on the carry and call it 3rd and 1.
For the Thunderbirds.
3rd and 1 for the Thunderbirds. Fully expect them to run the ball here. Now, you could argue they could be in 4-down territory. Maybe you catch them off guard here. Go with the play action and try to see if you can snag a touchdown on this play. It's going to be I formation. Swanson under center. Hard snap, hard count. Give to the fullback. He's kind of stuffed at the line. Can't
play or forward progress marks. Looks like they are going to give it just across. He needed about half a yard, and I think he picked up a yard and a half.
Yep, enough for the first down. The far side linesman is waving for first down. Good for about 3 yards there. Ball on the 31-yard line of Meads. 2:40 to go. Clock running. JCC breaks the huddle. Going to have a flanker on the right side. Fullback flanker right side. Swanson under center. Takes the pitch. Sweep right. Ofegbu breaks one tackle, jumps across another, and he's going to be taken down after a gain of
brought down by Carrot.
A few.
Carrot did a nice job that time coming up from his defensive back position, fought off a block, took Ofegbu down. But even on that play again, 4-yard gain for the Thunderbirds.
Gain of 4, it'll be 2nd and 6.
Ofegbu's coming out here. I couldn't tell if he was limping or maybe had a shoulder pad messed up. Maybe it's just a general substitution. First time I've seen him out here on the offensive side. JCC breaks the huddle. Fullback flanked a little bit here to the right side. It's going to be a trap play around to the left side. Mahoney Boardman on the carry. He's going to be stopped.
Mahoney Boardman, the ball carrier.
Possibly a 1 or 2 yard gain.
Yeah, Levi did a decent job there, though. They wanted to run a little trap up inside. It wasn't there. Took what was probably going to be a no gain or 1 yard loss, bounced it outside, picked up 2.
3rd and 4 for the Thunderbirds.
3rd and 4, as you hear from the PA. 1:35 to go here in the first quarter. Johnson County Central is up 14-0. Tonight's football game brought to you by Bruna Implement Company on Sunny 101.3. JCC breaks the huddle. I formation. Snap back to Swanson. Fake to the fullback around to the left and give
Boardman Mahoney the ball carrier.
To Mahoney Boardman around the side. He's very close. Brings up 4th and 1, it looks like. 4th and 1.
4th and 1.
I would line up in that I formation and run right behind Wellensack
here.
Wherever Wellensack is, maybe just kind of follow him. It's going to be I formation, 4th and 1. JCC, it is a keeper. Good call. Swanson's going to keep it himself. He kind of goes around to the left side. And he's got enough for 2 yards for the first half.
That is good for the first half.
You know, Coach Houghton told me before the game one of his keys was going to be they wanted to run 50-plus offensive plays, and that's 17 already in this first quarter.
There you go. Do the math on that. You're ahead of schedule there, needing 12.5 offensive plays per quarter to meet that 50-play goal. 17 so far, 25 seconds on the play clock. 1st and 10 for JCC. Ball on there on the Meade 20-yard line. Single back, flanker on the left. Swanson under center, takes the pitch, fake sweep left. And that's the first biggest play I've seen from Meade's defense with a sack in the backfield.
Yeah, Grice did a really nice job there shooting the A-gap as Swanson wanted to head outside and ended up taking West down for 5-yard loss.
Yeah, it was. Just a little Mayday blitz right up the middle and then caught him off guard. The end of the first quarter, Johnson County Central is in total control here against the Meade Raiders. They're up 14-0. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
I feel like I'm stepping on your toes.
Welcome back to high school football here in Tecumseh, Nebraska, Johnson County Central. Thunderbirds versus the Meade Raiders. JCC with an excellent start here in the first quarter. They're up 14-0. A couple of touchdown passes from the sophomore Swanson to Keegan Jones. One for 24 yards, one for 23 yards. They've tacked on 1 2-point conversion. 14-0, and Meade Raiders are looking for another defensive stop here to try to get something going.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Swanson, Thunderbirds only threw three passes in that first quarter. Swanson was 2 for 3, but those include a 24 and a 23-yard touchdown. And so that's the efficiency the way you like it if you're a Thunderbirds fan.
Excuse me, Keegan Jones with two receiving touchdowns tonight. And JCC breaks the huddle. Meade Raiders out there in a, looks to be about a 4-2 defensive, no, maybe a 4-1 defensive set with a couple corners and a safety. JCC now moving right to left. Ball spotted on the 24-yard line. Swanson under center takes a 5-7 step drop. He's going to fire across the middle to Jones, and Jones is going to have it for a good little 7 to 8 yard gain. He was at the right tight end position, just a little drag across the middle.
Yep, actually we'll give him 12 on that. It's going to take it from second and 14 to third and 2.
You're absolutely correct. The last play of the first quarter there was a sack. Kind of the first big defensive play by Meade. With a little momentum here, and if they can find a couple stops, they might be able to get back in this game. I don't expect it. I do expect JCC to get 2 yards and two plays here. They break the huddle. Swanson, I formation, under center. Takes a snap, hands off to the right side. Ofegbu's free, in for the touchdown. It's a 12-yard touchdown for Ofegbu. That's his first touchdown of the year. 12-yard touchdown for JCC, and they take the lead 20-0 here at the start of the second quarter.
That's a fake news. First touchdown is a Thunderbird.
Great stat there. Thank you. With 11, go for it.
Yeah, in that first quarter, Thunderbirds with 75 yards rushing, 47 yards passing, and starting the third quarter the same way. 12-yard pass, 12-yard run, another touchdown.
JCC lines up for the 2-point conversion. It's going to be a rollout to the right side, and a great catch there. Swanson.
I think that was true. I think that was the fullback that slipped through the line.
Yes, indeed. Yep, Terry True with the 2-point conversion, making a great catch there on the near, the far pylon. So JCC extends their lead 22-0 here. You're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap is presented to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Armconnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City. After a 10-play, 46-yard drive with 11:20 left in the second quarter, is a 12-yard run by Othegbu. The 2-point conversion pass, great catch by True, puts JCC up 22-0 on Meade. JCC with the kickoff from right to left. Meade.
Carrot with a better return there for Meade. Was able to get it out, I think, just across the 25-yard line before he was tackled by Danny Kung Minivong, sophomore for the Thunderbirds. We'll call it the 26. 26-yard line for me.
That looks about right, 26-yard line.
And it'll be...
As we were mentioning, really hot week all week. There's been cancellations, delays, and it's turned out to be a really nice night. We got some beautiful cloud cover. The sun's not beating down. Everybody looks to be pretty healthy.
I'd go as far as saying it's pleasant.
It's very pleasant.
Especially if you're a Thunderbird fan right now.
Meade in the shotgun formation. Takes the snap. Fake around to the right side. Going to be stopped short. Reed with the
fake. Watch the ball carrier.
And going to be stopped for a loss of
about. Tried to run a little inside trap there to Watson. And Wellensack ate up the center and then ate up Watson for a loss of a yard.
That's your returning all district lineman for JCC. Meade.
Meade's still looking for their first down, Lucas.
Breaks the huddle, shotgun formation, one flanker back in the backfield. It's going to be a give from Reed to Watson, I believe, up the left side.
Watson again that time, Wyatt Case, another sophomore, came from his left end position, ended up making contact about a yard in the backfield, but Watson was able to drag him forward to the original line of scrimmage, no gain. So we've got 3rd and 11 here again for me. They're behind the
Case
six.
Case brought that one down at the line of scrimmage. It'll be 3rd and 11.
3rd and 11 as you hear.
Well, if Meade has any hope of flipping the momentum, they need to pick up a first down and stay on the field here.
Shotgun formation, single, split each side. It's going to be a QB draw almost out of necessity. The pocket crumbled on him, and he's going to be stopped for no gain. Fourth down coming up, maybe a gain of one or two.
Terry True for the Thunderbirds ended up doing a good job, read that, was able to hold up Reed at the line of scrimmage, then got help from Keegan Jones flying in from his safety position. Gain of one, but 4th and 10, Meade.
Meade lines up, punt formation, 9:25 to go in the second quarter. JCC up 22-0. Punt formation, the punt.
A little better punt with the wind at his back that time.
End over end, received by Houghton, who's around the left side, near side here. Almost a face mask. His head got kind of turned a little bit, but
down by Reed.
No flag. Maybe I just missaw it. Maybe he didn't grab it. And he's going to be across midfield to about the 39-yard line of Meade.
That's got a 33-yard punt that time. Lucas, a little better with the wind. Problem for Meade, 20-yard return. They only netted 13 on that punt.
Meade, as mentioned by Scott, no first downs tonight. 9:08 left to go in the second quarter. 22-0 Thunderbirds.
From the Raiders' 39-yard line.
Our presenting sponsor for this game is Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt. For parts, sales, and service, they have 5 other locations in Northeast Kansas. Johnson County breaks the huddle, I formation, little trap spin around to the left side.
And
I believe a give to True. Terry True.
Met by Hansen.
We'll give him a yard on that.
The senior fullback, 5'8", 170 yards. Gains a yard. Little misdirection there.
Boy, and you'd think at this point the Thunderbirds are just going to keep pounding. Like we talked about before, they've had Meade on the field for 20-plus plays already, and I know it's not as hot as we thought it might be, but first game of the year, they're just leaning on them.
Yep. I formation again. It's going to be another trap play, fake right here left around the near side. It's going to be run out of bounds. Mahoney Boardman on the carry.
Pushed up out of bounds.
And I got to point something out here, Lucas. Nice little counter play there. Boardman picks up
7 yards.
But I don't know if you noticed, Wellensack from his guard/tackle position was 18 yards downfield putting somebody on their back.
That's exactly what you want to see. You know what? When film room comes up on Monday, the coaches are going to be pointing that out and saying to all the other linemen, this is what you should be doing. That's going to be fun for him to watch on Monday.
Yeah, he drove that linebacker about 10 yards back.
JCC, I formation, fake left, fake right, bootleg right. He's got True open around to the right side. It's a pass and a catch
and
complete for a good 6 yards, perhaps.
He is forced out of bounds by a couple.
Out of bounds at the 22-yard line. JCC, another first down. as Keegan Jones will bring in the play. Keegan Jones, a 6'3", 220-pound junior, a couple receiving touchdowns tonight. JCC breaks the huddle. Clock stopped at 8:17, first and 10 from the 23. Single back, another counter, fake left, around to the right side by Mahoney Boardman.
Mahoney Boardman, the ball carrier.
He's going to be tackled just short of the out-of-bounds marker on the far side. Good for 4 or 5.
And you can see the Thunderbirds also have the luxury now of subbing in on the offensive line. Wellensack's getting a well-deserved break. Looks like Giovanni Cabrales is subbed in up front for the Thunderbirds. So they've been able to rotate some players and keep them fresh while they're dominating the line of scrimmage.
You had mentioned before the game that Coach Houghton was pretty pleased with. He's got a little more rotation this year, excited to rotate maybe 3 or 4 of them, 5 total, the linemen.
Yeah, he felt like he had 5 linemen he felt real comfortable playing.
Snap back. Ofegbu is going to be around the left side, kind of a little toss sweep. Good for another first down.
Needed 6, picked up 7.
Thunderbird first down on the Raiders, 12-yard line.
First and 10 from the 12-yard line. Well, that chain gang over there is getting a workout. First and 12 for JCC. 7:15 to go in the second quarter. It's going to be a give up the middle. Is that True on the carry?
It was. It wasn't the cleanest handoff. Swanson and True kind of ran into each other as Swanson was spinning to make that trap handoff, but the delay worked out, let him set up the trap block. True ends up picking up 4 or 5 there. We'll give him 5.
Everything is seems to be working for JCC. Just line them up. I don't want to call it basic. I mean, they're running some traps, a little disguised offense.
A lot of power run game. Different forms of it, but a lot of power
run game. I formation here. Give to Ofegbu around the left side. It's wide open. He's going to go in nearly untouched for the touchdown.
A late flag here.
There is a flag on the play.
It's a late hit, maybe? Or
it was clear on the other side of the formation. That play went to the left side. It was clear back on the right.
Are they going to penalize someone for having... It's a hold.
They're going to call a hold there
holding
on the back side.
Against the Thunderbirds.
It's going to be a hold on JCC. The flag's down at about the 6-yard line. Should line up about a second and... Go, let's call it 13 or 14. Where are they going to go? Ball's going to be spotted at about the 16.
That's going to make it 2nd and 13. 4th to 13, long 3, short 4.
There you go.
13 or 14. Boy, that's too bad. Wipes out a nice run there. Ofegbu had about an 8-yard touchdown run taken off the board.
It's going to be another give to Ofegbu around the right side. Makes one man miss. Jumps out to the right side to get back almost to the original line of scrimmage for a gain of maybe 3 or 4.
Met by Brockoff and brought down.
JCC will have a 3rd and 11.
It's 3 yards, and it will be
most likely 4 down territory here for the Thunderbirds. So no need to pass this. Perhaps you could, but it's 3rd and 12. 5:56 to go in the first half. JCC breaks the huddle. I formation. Mahoney Boardman at the I-back position. True at the fullback.
Swanson might be audibling there at the line of scrimmage, or else he's waiting to call. There's the timeout.
It will be a timeout. JCC is taking a timeout here. You're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny.
Cheerleaders are selling snow cones outside the concessions to pay for their trip to Hawaii for the Pearl Harbor.
Welcome back to JCC versus Meade High School football. JCC is in total control here as they're up 22-0 over the Mead Raiders. JCC is taking a timeout, discussing it still, yeah, as they line up for a 3rd and 12.
Sorry about that, Lucas. As you mentioned, 3rd and 12 here from their own 13-yard line. So you'd think with this momentum, we're probably looking at 4-down territory. I don't know for sure what the Thunderbirds have for a kicker. They're going into the wind just a little, although that's died down. So let's see what Coach Houghton drew up in that timeout.
I formation here. Swanson under center.
That's Boardman in motion.
It's going to be a pass, drop, right up the gut to the middle. Touchdown! Looks like a touchdown to Keegan Jones. Keegan Jones was lined up, looked like the right tight end position. And it's just a quick 3 to 4 step drop. It's a quick fly to him. It's designed for him to try to mismatch against these smaller D-backs, and it worked. It was a great pass on 3rd and 12 with 5:36 to go in the second quarter. Keegan Jones has his 3rd touchdown of the game.
Thunderbirds clicking on all cylinders. That puts Swanson at 5 for 6 in the passing department.
So line up for 2-point conversion. It's a direct snap here. Direct snap to Jersey Graham, who looks like he's been able to get across the pylon as he dives on the near side pylon here for the 2-point conversion. With 5:36 left to go, JCC in total control, 30-0. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Jones again.
Welcome back to High School Football here. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Jake or Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City. JCC with a... how many plays did they have on that drive, did you say?
8 plays.
Thank you. 8 plays, 42 yards. And the sophomore Swanson to Keegan Jones for their 3rd connection tonight on the touchdown. JCC's up 30-0 with 5:36 left to go in the second quarter. It was a 15-yard pass
right now,
that time. The 2-point conversion was good by Jersey Graham as he dived in for the 2-point conversion on the near pylon. JCC with the kickoff fielded by Meade, a short return up to the 25-yard line.
Well, if you want a brief summary of what's happened so far, Lucas, it's Meade, 3 drives, 3 and out, 3 and out, 3 and out. Thunderbirds, 4 drives, touchdown, 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 touchdown.
That is a one-sided affair. Meade looking for their first down of the season, shotgun formation, near side wide receiver in motion. He's going to get the handoff. It's going to be a give, to Carrot around to the left side, far side, for a gain of about 3.
Sergio Valles, senior, on the tackle there for the Thunderbirds. A little bit of positivity there for me.
It will be 2nd and 7.
Looks like he was driven out of bounds. 5:23 to go in the second quarter.
I'm sure the Meade coaching staff would like to see something positive happen here before halftime.
Start with the first down, right? Meade in the shotgun. It's going to be the same formation. Carrot in motion, stops, halts. It's going to be passes deflected.
That was
and
Wellensack in the backfield again. Reed was trying to throw.
Wellensack
got a hold of his arm as he was throwing, kind of had a duck just flopping down the field.
And it'll be 3rd and 7.
Pocket collapsed pretty quick there on Reed as he was able to get it away. It was kind of a duck ball, you could tell, but you could tell he was coming forward. I mean, a half second sooner, and that sucker might be a fumble.
3rd and 7 here for the Raiders.
They're going to go to the I formation. Reed under center, sweep left to Watson. Watson's going to fight for a few yards. It's a good gain there. Unfortunately, it was third and seven, and they only got maybe four or five.
We'll call it five, bringing up fourth and two under what meets coaching at this point. Maybe nothing to lose. Go for it, keep the offense on the field a little bit.
I think you got to go for it. I mean, you got to go for it here. The clock's ticking. 4:50 to go in the first half. Looks like they might take a timeout here to think about it.
The other thing to think about, they've only been netting 10 to 15 yards on their punts anyway.
That's a good point. You might as well just go for it here. I think, have they called for a timeout, or are they just huddling on the court?
They haven't yet. They just did.
Okay, all right, because the clock's still running. Okay, there's the signal. 4:30 to go in the first half. We will take a one-minute break here. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to high school football here. Johnson County Central versus Meade. Lucas Freshel along with Scott Strock.
Fourth and two here.
Fourth and two. Meade in the shotgun formation. It's going to be a bootleg to the left. He's got a chance at it, but he's going to be stopped short. JCC with the defensive stop. And it's going to be a turnover on downs.
Meade slid Carrot back. He took a direct snap that time and tried to get around the left end. And Sergio Valles and Jersey Graham came up, knocked him out of bounds about a yard and a half short. It's going to be Thunderbird's ball once again on the plus side on the Meade 33-yard line.
Is in Meade yet to get a first down tonight. JCC Swanson under center, I formation. Brockman with a nice little move to the right side, stutter step, give along the left side, trap play.
Brought down by
probably a 2 or 3 yard gain.
Brought down by Christensen.
Clock's ticking here. 4:05 left to go in the second quarter. Nope, now we're stopped. It looks like we may have an injury timeout. Johnson County Central is in total control here, 30-0 over the Meade Raiders.
Timeout on the field.
And there's going to be timeout on the field for a injury. We will take a one-minute break here, listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Lewis Implement, your implement dealer in Humboldt, is ready to help you for a successful harvest season with parts, sales, and service. It is now early order buying time for Kinsey planters and carts for the 2024 season. Lewis Implement has been proudly serving the community since 1949. Stop in or call Lewis Implement in Humboldt at 402-625-7920.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back, JCC versus Meade, 2nd and 6, 4:06 to go in the first half. Ball on the Meade 33, JCC under center, takes the snap. It's going to be a direct snap to Jersey Graham, who's going to sneak up the right side for the first down. Good for 7 or 8 yards on the play.
That is good for a first down. The Thunderbirds will have it first and 10.
We had an injury timeout there. Levi Mahoney Boardman, the 140-pound junior, was down. We thought maybe he got the wind knocked out of him, was kind of grabbing his left side gut there. Maybe he took a little shot to the gut. We'll keep an eye on him. He's had a pretty good game tonight. JCC, I formation here. Jersey Graham's in at quarterback.
True to ball carrier.
Hand off to True for no gain.
Up 30-0. Coach Hutton taking advantage of getting some subs in. That was Jersey Graham in at quarterback. Denny Kung Minabong is in at running back number 4 right now for the Thunderbirds. They've also been able to continue to rotate their linemen up front.
As we were discussing, it has turned out to be a nice night. Still a little hot out there. Muggy, as you know, if you're living in the area or are here. Humidity heat index today was up well over 110 degrees, but it's really nice today. Little trap there. Snap back to Graham. It's going to be a give across the right side. See if I can get a number.
True, up to number 3. True again.
Starting fullback, True, on the carry.
And it is 33.
As Coach Houghton has decided to sub in a few guys here. Jersey Graham, 150-pound junior for the Thunderbirds. Delivers the message in the huddle, breaks the huddle. I formation. Snap back, fake to the fullback around the right side. Wide open on the left side, and it's going to be a touchdown. Touchdown for Danny Kong-Minabong, the 140-pound sophomore. Touchdown Thunderbirds as they extend their lead 36-0 against the Meade Raiders, and JCC in total control tonight here in Tecumseh.
Yeah, Danny, promising boy. He's not all that big. They have him listed on the schedule at 140, and that might 140 pounds. That might be soaking wet, but he's fast. So once he found that left corner, they weren't going to catch him. 15-yard touchdown run for Danny.
Line up for the two-point conversion. It's going to be a sweep to the right. Give to True. True's going to walk in untouched. And the two-point conversion is good. It's 38-0, JCC. 2:16 left to go in the first half. And with the backup quarterback, JCC extends their lead. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Football on Sunny 101.3. The scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Jake and Tasha Arm Connect are your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City. After a 5-play, 33-yard drive, JCC stopping Meade on fourth down. Meade yet to get a first down. Danny Kong-Minabong with a 15-yard run up the left side. It was a 5-play, 33-yard drive. The fullback True takes it in for the two-point conversion, and JCC in absolute total control, 38-0.
So on that kickoff, Swanson's kick ended up rolling out of bounds here on the near side at the 17-yard line. Refs threw the flag. We'll see what Meade's coach decides to do, if he wants to take the penalty and mark it off from there, if he wants to back the Thunderbirds up and make them kick it again.
If I was Meade, I'd take all the yards you can get here, and it looks like they will. Coach Hickman will decide to take the yardage, which just, I think, automatically moves the ball to the 35-yard line.
That'd be by far their best starting position of the day, so they'll take advantage of that kick going out of bounds. 2:16 left here in the first half. Still looking for their first down. Let's see if maybe a little positive field position moves things along for the Raiders.
I don't think they've been across midfield yet. Meade breaks the huddle. Shotgun formation. Eyeback is going to be flanked to the left. Near side wide receiver in motion. He's going to fire it downfield, and it's going to be intercepted intercepted by J.C.C.
Jackson
Haughton. There was a double coverage around the left side, and it looked like Reed was just looking that way the whole time. He didn't really go through any checks. He was committed to that pass. Overthrew it a little bit. Jackson Haughton able to kind of get on his horse a little bit and kind of catch it over his right shoulder on the far sideline. Momentum takes him out of bounds to 15 and up 38-0 with 2:09 left to go in the first half. JCC's back in business. It looks like they'll bring Swanson back in at quarterback, I believe. Swanson is back in at quarterback. It's going to be a handoff around to the right side. Cogminibong takes the handoff. Good for about a one-yard gain.
It'll be second and nine.
Yeah, and on that interception, Lucas, I think Reed was feeling the pressure, and at this point, I think he just decides to heat one up and see if either they could get a miraculous catch or maybe a pass interference. And Haughton made a really nice over-the-shoulder catch running away from the line of scrimmage on that interception.
It was a pretty interception. Nice athletic play there by the youngster. I should say upperclassman. He's a junior.
Yeah, Swanson. Jackson getting his first real meaningful playing time this year has done a nice job.
Snap back. JCC looks somewhat content here to try to run this clock. 1:20 to go. Short gain for 1 or 2 yards. Ball spotted on about the 20-yard line, I believe. 104, 103, 102.
And we third and five for the Thunderbirds.
JCC breaks the huddle. Swanson under center. I formation is going to draw back and pass here. Unloads around the right side, and it's a beautiful post, a beautiful catch by Keegan Jones.
Jones is complete.
Keegan Jones for a good 10, 20, 30, almost 35-yard gain. He was at the right tight end position, just running a nice post. Had about two steps on the receiver, and boy, Swanson putting it right on the money. That kid's having a great night tonight.
Yeah, and Meade's really having a hard time matching up with Jones' size when he drags through the deep part of that secondary. He's coming through there at 6'3", 6'4", on a couple of 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", defensive backs. Swanson's dropping it in there, and Jones is making it look easy.
It's a good-looking pass. Tight spiral, good trajectory, right on the money. JCC breaks the huddle. Swanson under center. Making sure everybody's set. Wide receiver, split right. Slot receiver, tight left. Give up the middle here to Cogminibong, who breaks one tackle and slides up to the middle. A little bit here on the left side for a good 8 or 9 yard gain. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Coach Haughton maybe thinking about a timeout here. He's going to maybe try to rush a play in. He does. JCC breaks the huddle. A little bit of a hurry up offense here. 20 seconds to go. Under center, I formation. It's going to be another pass. Bootleg to the right. He's got Jones open, and he's caught it, but it looks like he's going to be just short. He's going to be at the one-yard line, just short. There's 9 seconds left. The clock has stopped. He's gotten the first down. By rule, clock will stop here. They'll spot the ball. The chains don't need to reset because it's going to be and goal, and Coach Haughton will take a timeout. Good little play there, but Jones having a great night at the receiving end of Swanson's passes. Good for about a 22-yard gain. It's going to be first and goal from the one-yard line. 7 seconds left, and we'll take a short 30-second break here. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
Make plans for the 14th annual Cobblestone Fun Run and Walk this Saturday, August 26th, hosted by Community Medical Center in Falls City. All races will start at 7 a.m., and proceeds go to cancer care in our community. Register online at cmcfc.org. Click on Community tab, then Events, fill out the form, and return to Linda Santo at Community Medical Center. It's the 14th annual Cobblestone Fun Run and Walk this Saturday, August 26th at 7 a.m., hosted by and starting and finishing at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to to Tecumseh. It's JCC High School football versus me. JCC's in total control, 38-0. There's 7 seconds left in the first half here. JCC's just taking a timeout. They have one timeout left. They're going to line up here. You know, you can still run the ball here. You got to get 1 yard for the touchdown. I formation, Swanson under center. He's going to hard count here, takes the snap, give to True as a fullback. He's going to be maybe stopped short. He is stopped short at the one. Coach Houghton to take a timeout here. 3 seconds left on the clock. They will take a timeout. We will break for a full, better take a 30-second break here so we don't miss any action. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Football. It's week one around the state. A couple scores coming in for area teams. Boys Town is up 6-0 over Auburn midway through the first quarter. Platteview was up over Fall City 7-0 early on in the game. JCC here, second and goal from the 1 yard line, 3 seconds left. Snap up to the middle, right side. Looks like in for the touchdown. Kong Minabong in for the 1 yard touchdown as time expires in the first half. They will be, they're up 44-0. There will be a pending two-point conversion here, but JCC with excellent clock management there used all three timeouts to salvage the drive and score on the last play of the first half, up 44-0 over Meade. And JCC will break the huddle. Swanson under center, I formation. Kung Minabong at the I back, True at fullback. Snap, it's going to be a little trap. No, a fake trap to the fullback, and Kong Minabong is going to take it around the right side. In for the touchdown. He's in for the touchdown, 46-0. We will take a one-minute break here as we come back for halftime. JCC up 46-0. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for one, two, or three lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Roblizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robots will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
High school football on Sunny 101.3. We're in Tecumseh for Johnson County Central versus Meade, and Johnson County in absolute total control here at 46-0 at half. On the last scoring drive there, managed to clock nicely. Scoring as time expired was Kong Minabong for a 1 yard run. It was a 6-play, 61 yard drive. Kong Minabong also scored the 2-point conversion, and JCC up 46-0. Lucas Freshel here along with Scott Strock. Scott, what are you seeing out there?
Well, I don't think there's any other way to sum it up other than complete domination. Meade still looking for a first down. They've had six drives, four three and outs, a one-play drive that ended with a fumble, and a one-play drive that ended in an interception.
It is. It's total domination out there. You know, JCC looking for some payback. Meade beat them last year, 48-22. Their traditional, you know, week one matchup. They are East Central Conference rivals. They're in separate districts. both able to kind of win their district here. Johnson County Central looks really good. They haven't made the playoffs in 10 years. And, you know, going into this year, you can kind of feel there's a vibe in here. They're feeling really good about this team. Swanson has looked absolutely great at quarterback. He's putting the ball on the money. Wes Swanson is a 6-foot, 160-pound sophomore who ended up starting a couple of the two games maybe towards the end of the last year after an injury, switched a couple positions. So there's been some excitement around this kid. If you're around the area, you know he's got a strong last name in the athletic realm, and Mr. Swanson has looked good. His receiver, Keegan Jones, has also looked just as good. He's a big boy out there. He's got 3 touchdown passes. He's been able to separate from the defenses, usually a 1 or 2 steps ahead. Meade's cornerbacks and safeties are a little bit undersized, and JCC started the game running heavily and was able to kind of just get, you know, 3 and 4 yards there, move the chains, first downs, and then, you know, cap it off with a couple passes. Very impressed with JCC's offense for sure, and they haven't allowed a first down on defense either.
No, right now I'm still working on all the JCC stats. The Meade ones, unfortunately, for the Raider fans are a little easier to tabulate. Right now, Reed 0-3 passing, obviously no yards on the passing side. Meade was able to run 15 plays total in that first half, and on those 15 plays picked up a total of 17 yards.
Boy, that is a rough start to the season. There hasn't been much controversy in this game. There's been a couple flags, you know, maybe one defensive pass interference that didn't go Meade's way. But other than that, it's total domination out there by JCC. So the scoring as it goes throughout the first half, there's been 1, 2, 3, 4. There's been 6 touchdowns by JCC. The first one was a 24-yard pass from Swanson to Jones. After a 10-play, 24-yard drive, the extra point was no good. JCC went up 6-0. With 5:22 left to go in the first quarter after the fumble, it was a 1-play, 23-yard drive with a 23-yard pass from Swanson to Jones. Haughton, good for the 2-point conversion there. JCC up 14-0. With 11:20 left to go in the second quarter, a 12-yard run by Ofegbu after a 10-play, 46-yard drive. The fullback True was in for the 2-point conversion, 22-0 JCC. With 5:36 left to go in the second quarter, a 15-yard pass, Swanson to Jones again for the 3rd connection, 8 plays, 42 yards. Graham in for the 2-point conversion, 30-0 JCC. With 2:16 to go, Kong Menevong in for his first touchdown of 2 on a 15-yard run. After a 5-play, 33-yard drive, the fullback True in for the 2-point conversion, up 38-0 JCC. And on the last play of the first half, good clock management there by JCC. Kong Menevong runs it in for the 1-yard run after a 6-play, 61-yard drive. Kong Menevong tacked on his own 2-point conversion, 46-0 JCC. And that's been the story of the game here. We're in the middle of halftime. This broadcast brought to you by Bruna Implement Company. Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt. For parts, sales, and service, they have 5 other locations in northeast Kansas.
Don't have the rushing figures for you yet, Lucas, but after Swanson was incomplete on that first pass of the season, a little juiced up on the overthrow, 7 completions in a row, so ends up 7 of 8 in the first half, 119 yards passing, and, 3 touchdowns, and 2 of those passes also were 2-point conversion, successful 2-point conversion.
That's right. The Swanson kid, sophomore, starting at quarterback, looking pretty solid out there. We will take an extended break here. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So, for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Summer's winding down, and it's time for the kids to go back to school. Here are some tips from Nemaha County Hospital to make sure your kids have a safe and healthy school year. Schedule a well-child checkup. Ease them back into a sleep schedule. Start planning healthy lunches. Add an emergency contact card to their backpack. And make sure their backpack weighs no more than 10 to 15% of their body weight. Nemaha County Hospital. Wishing all students a great school year ahead. Nemaha County Hospital providing quality care every time.
We are wrapping up another summer, which means one thing for you farmers, time to gear up for harvest. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to provide you with the parts, the service, and the machinery you need to have a successful and smooth harvest. Get your equipment checked out now to prevent breakdowns and downtime when it's time to hit the fields. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Meteorology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 70, northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, highs level off around 82, cloudy skies. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 61. Ample sunshine expected Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 81. 85 Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS. At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Are you looking for a new activity for the kids or the whole family? At Heller Martial Arts, we have something for everyone. Taekwondo for all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. Anyone can do it, and you can start anytime. And your first class is free. Call today, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts at 1522 Stone Street, Falls City. And you can find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to high school football here. It's opening weekend, Friday night in Tecumseh, Johnson County Central. Absolute total control over the Meade Raiders. They're up 46-0 at halftime, and we're going to have a running clock the rest of the second half. The studs for JCC, in my eyes, the ones that you're seeing are the Swanson, Wes Swanson at quarterback, nearly perfect, maybe 7-for-8 passing, 100-plus yards, 3 touchdowns to his favorite receiver, Keegan Jones. Keegan Jones is a big boy out there. He's been able to split the defense, been able to kind of do what he wants. In addition to that, Swanson's putting the ball in the money, and so he's making his job pretty easy. The Wellensack, Nolan Wellensack, the big boy up front, you know, you don't really get to see a lot of their action because they're not the ball carriers, but you can tell every time they're running the offensive ISOs and power plays, they're running behind him. He's making holes. And on the defensive end, JCC hasn't given up a first down yet.
Yeah, running over things again real quick like we talked about. Meet 15 total plays in that first half, 17 total yards, 2 turnovers, no first downs. Thunderbirds, as you mentioned, Wes Swanson, 7 of 8, 119 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. So after that first incompletion, 7 completions in a row. Thunderbirds had 36 carries in the first half, 166 yards rushing. That's 4.6 a carry. So 285 total yards for the Thunderbirds, 6 touchdowns, and a 46-0 lead.
You had mentioned Coach Houghton was looking to run at least 50 plays on offense. You know, I wonder going into this game if he knew what kind of team he had. He looks to have a great team here. JCC looking to make some noise in D1. They're one of the largest schools in D1. Just taking total advantage of Meade right now, who's a little undersized. We're going to have a running clock here. I don't think Meade really has a chance to win this game. What they're going to have to try to do is get a little momentum going into the next game. JCC and Meade in the same conference but separate districts. And so the only thing, if you're Coach Terry Hickman at Meade right now, you got to be saying, boys, you know, we're in a little bit of a hole here, but we got a long season. Let's try to create some momentum, maybe start with a first down. I would expect JCC to do some subbing here.
Yeah, we saw that even in that second quarter. Graham got in at quarterback. I know we played at least 3 running backs and 2 different fullbacks in that first half, along with rotating along the line. And you mentioned just a second ago, you questioned if Coach Houghton knew what kind of team he had. I interviewed him, talked to him this afternoon, and Coach Houghton's one of those guys that I know pretty well, and he's not going to say anything boastful. And it was a lot of the things you expect coaches to say before the first game there. But he kind of had a wry grin and a twinkle in his eye every time he told me, well, Scott, I don't know for sure what we're going to have. But you could kind of tell he thought maybe there was a little something there.
That's great. That always feels good. He's got a – looks at an emerging stud at quarterback. He's got a heck of a receiver and tight end in Jones. Swanson's the quarterback there. Wellensack is a big all-district lineman that was pegged to have a breakout year. And, you know, you've got 3 really good players in those positions. Ofegbu at the running back has looked super solid tonight. And Kong Minivong, his backup, has looked equally good. True is a multi-year starter who's run the ball at fullback pretty well. And Jersey Graham, who's come in to play quarterback, not because Swanson was injured, but because they were winning so big. Give him a little breather on a hot night.
Well, I think it would be fair with the way JCC dominated the first half. We should give a shout-out to some of those linemen who don't get their name called as often, because I think you could safely say that Giovanni Cabrales, Sergio Vallis, Cam Lowther, and Nolan Wellensack have controlled the line of scrimmage.
They absolutely have controlled the line of scrimmage as we line up for the kickoff. Meade's going to kick left to right. Ball kind of mishandled by Jackson Houghton down inside the 5. He's going to break 1 tackle. Kind of squirms out of the second. He'll get it maybe across the 10-yard line up to the 12, where JCC will have the ball up 46-0. And I'm trying to see. It looks like first-team offense will come out. Swanson at quarterback for JCC.
Well, and another sign of how things went in the first half, that was Meade's first kickoff.
Yeah, no first downs. Obviously, no scores. JCC in tight formation here. It looks like a give up the left side. The true on the carry. Who's got that ball? One thing to keep an eye on is Levi Mahoney Boardman, one of the backup running backs. They've got kind of a 3-man stable of running backs.
And
Mahoney Boardman looked pretty good out there, but he suffered a little kind of an injury. We weren't sure if he got the wind knocked out of him or if he got hit in the gut, but something to keep an eye on here. We'll keep you updated if we
That's
see him again.
With the ball right there.
Okay, great to see. All right, he's back in. It's a little trap play. Fake left around to the right side. Looks like a run for possibly no gain, maybe -1 yard back to the original line of scrimmage. JCC sticking with the run game.
That was Mahoney Foreman on the ball carry.
Brings up a third and nine.
In scrimmage, it is third and nine.
I think
nine.
Especially with stars in you, and who knows, third and nine here, they may throw it. But I think Coach Houghton's going to be pretty content to keep the clock running, keep the game moving along, and not do anything silly, a pick six or something that might change a little momentum.
They've done everything they needed to do to win this game. I think,
as I say that, they split out two receivers here.
They do. Two split to the right. It's going to be a little give, kind of trap play to the halfback. Give up the middle. Who's going to be stopped? Is that
Mahoney,
that's Boardman. That's Mahoney Boardman up the middle on a little delayed draw. Maybe a gain of 1 yard. 10:08 left to go in the third quarter. 46-0, JCC over Meade.
Keegan Jones going to drop back to punt for the first time. This is the first time JCC's had to punt. They scored on all their drives in the first half.
They haven't had, no punts yet. They've scored on every drive. I don't think they have any turnovers.
Nope.
Clock ticking. JCC will punt. Not a terrible punt. One hopper. Meade fields it. Looks like maybe Watson at around to the right side. Nope, that was 13, not 3. Price on the return for Meade, who's going to take the ball across midfield.
On return.
Perhaps their first time crossing midfield tonight.
Brought down by Baez.
It is. And
Jones Raiders will have it first and 10.
35 yards on that punt, but nice job there by Price. 20 yards on the return.
It wasn't a terrible punt. It was a decent punt, just a big kind of nice hop.
Not a lot of hang time, I suppose, could be your only critique there.
Correct. Shotgun formation. Snap back to Reed. Fake handoff around the left side. He's going to be stopped in the backfield.
There is a flag.
Flag on the play, as you hear.
Boy, Terry True shot through there. Holding
against the Raiders.
It is a holding against the Raiders. Was True on a blitz there at the middle?
Yeah, and I think the holding, I think the guy, the center for me there trying to block Wellensack ended up with two handfuls of jersey and just pulled Nolan down on top of him. True shot through the hole and stopped it for no gain, but I think we'll see if Coach Houghton accepts this, if he wants first and 20 or second and 10.
Man, I think you just take it.
I would think so.
I think you take it. It looks like they will. They're going to back him up here. It's going to be first and 20, which will back him up almost right at midfield, just on the JCC side of midfield. Ball's going to be marked at about right at the 40.
Well, when you haven't had a first down, you don't like starting first and 20.
Yeah. Meade, I formation. Snap back to Reed. Give right up the middle. Maybe the right side there.
I think that was Price on the carry.
Conti, the ball carrier.
Nope, that was Conti. Number 11. That's his first carry. For me. Number 11, Gianni Conti, 130-pound sophomore.
Second and 19.
1 yard gain for Conti. Meade breaks the huddle, second and 19, 8:30 to go in the game, in the third quarter, I'm sorry. Shotgun formation, running backs flanked to each side. It's going to be a QB keeper around to the right side, little QB power sweep. Got a lead blocker there for him. He's going to be taken out of bounds after a gain of about 3.
Brought down by Wellensack.
And that was our nose guard, Wellensack, from his nose guard position, made that tackle at the sideline, along with a little help from Keegan Jones coming up from the safety position.
That's what you like to see, a little hustle out of the big guy. Meade lines up. They're in the huddle. Third and 13. Probably a running clock here all second half, as there's a 40-point spread. Meade's going to break the huddle. They'll stick to a shotgun formation. Wide receivers flanked each side. Running back flanked to the left. Snap back. Fires across the middle. Reed to his receiver.
Zwiener on the catch.
Zwiener on the catch. Thank you.
brought down by Jones.
It's going to be short of the first down. It's going to bring up about 4th and 8 after a 5-yard gain. And Meade undoubtedly will go for this, taking their first down of the game. I would expect another shotgun formation here.
That was Reed's first completion. He's 1 of 4 passing now.
Meade breaks the huddle. Same formation here. Wide receiver each side. Running back flank to the right. Snap back to Reed. Short drop and pass across the middle in and out of the hands of Keegan Jones.
Boy, Keegan's going to be kicking himself. He may not have an easier chance for interception all year. That one went right through his hands, hit him in the face, Matt. Bounced up, and Sweeter running behind him almost had a chance to make a catch.
It did. And, you know, it's one of those, you know, on fourth down, it's one of those, you know, do you take the interception? Do you let it go? You know, perhaps on Monday, Coach Houghton will say, well, I'm glad you didn't catch that. We'd have lost a few yards. So maybe rewarded there for not catching it. But, you know, he could have got the interception and maybe returned it for a good 15 yards.
I think
he had some open
room to run if he'd have caught it. Keegan's going to be kicking himself.
Sure did. All right, JCC with the ball now. First team offense still in there. I formation. It's going to be an ISO round to the right side. Give.
That is Graham in at quarterback now for the Thunderbirds.
Thank you. Good spot there. Kong Menavong also in at running back is the backup.
Yeah, so you got your third string tailback in, your backup quarterback, Jersey Graham in. And I think we're seeing also Brayden Nichols, number 14, is in at end. That's the first time I've seen him in the game.
It's good. Get the subs in there. I formation, give to the fullback up the middle for a really nice game.
Actually, that may have been him. They may have lined him up at fullback, number 14 there.
Nichols.
Sure is. Brayden Nichols, 150-pound sophomore with the fullback dive. Good for, 6, 7, 8 yards.
First and 10, Thunderbirds.
JCC rolling with their second team offense. Might as well. Breaks the huddle.
Just moved across midfield here again.
Going to be shotgun formation, strong side left, going to be a keeper for Graham around the left side, QB keeper. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, brought down by Meade's Titus Lee with a nice tackle.
Yeah, that was just a designed quarterback sweep. Snap back to Graham there, and Kong Menavong and Nichols just blocking out front. He did a nice job of kind of stuffing that up. Graham able to fall forward. We'll give him one. It's going to bring up 2nd and 9.
2nd and 9, clock ticking. 4:15 to go in the third quarter. JCC total control here tonight. 46-0 over the Meade Raiders. I formation, maybe strong side left for the fullback. Fake, counter to the left, back to the right for Kong Menavong. Breaks a couple tackles. He's still going after a gain of maybe 5.
Menavong, the ball carrier.
Good tough run by Kong Menavong, the third.
Boy, really nice run there because he made a move in the backfield. That easily could have been a 2-yard loss. And he ends up picking up 6 on that play.
Picks up 6, and it'll be 3rd and 3.
Gets it into really nice position here for 3rd down. 3rd and 3, as you said, Scott. JCC is going to break the huddle. They'll stick with that I formation. Graham, give. No, keeper. Fake give around to the right side. He's going to have enough for the first. 6 or 7 yard gain. Almost up to about the 25-yard line of Meade.
Late flag there. Right on the sideline where the tackle was made.
That has all the clues of a late head out of bounds.
Face mask.
Okay.
Face mask against the Raiders.
Well, that was a nice little play there. As you mentioned, Lucas, Graham spun, gave that trap action, and instead of giving it to Nichols, just followed him right behind him back into the hole. Nichols stood up the linebacker. Graham was able to pick up 7 and a first down, plus what we get for the
it won't be quite,
penalty yardage.
It's going to be probably, is it a 5-yarder? They're just, okay.
Just 5.
Yeah. 5-yarder there. Nice design play. You fake the misdirection and then you use the misdirector as a lead blocker. JCC, I formation. It's going to be a keeper again for Graham, the backup quarterback. He's going to have another 5 to 6 yards. Easy pickings for him.
Graham keeps.
Around to the left side.
We'll give him six and call it second and four.
Second five.
And everything just coming pretty easy here to the Thunderbird offense.
And like we mentioned before, I think you've got to give credit to the guys up front because we've played two different quarterbacks, three different fullbacks, three different running backs, and we're just chewing up yards.
They are. They are. Cam Lowther at the center there. I formation again. Graham under center. It's going to be an option to the right. He's going to pitch it to Kong Medevong, who's going to be stopped for a bit of a loss, maybe a one-yard loss after the pitch.
Pitch to Kong Medevong comes loose and goes out of bounds.
Yeah, I'll put that one on Kong Medevong. I thought the pitch was probably where it needed to be, and Danny, I think, probably looked upfield before he completely secured the ball because that ball hit him right in the chest. He did lose a yard.
And it will be third and six.
Thunderbirds are going to come up third and six here from their 16-yard line. First down markers right about the 10-yard line.
Other linemen in there. Wyatt Case in at guard. Graham under center, I formation. Fake snap. He's going to launch it downfield. Pretty good throw and a great catch. An unbelievable catch, stretching, full extension.
Jack Waring,
the 150-pound sophomore, full extension for the touchdown on the near side pylon. It was a really good throw, put it exactly where it needed to be, and credit Jack for just going into the sky and grabbing it. Nice catch.
That was a beautiful catch. And Jersey Graham, the quarterback, did a nice job there. Things were a little congested in the backfield. He just spun out to the left. Bought himself a couple seconds. Waring cleared the safety, and Graham just dropped it into him. 16-yard touchdown pass.
Excellent play there. Two-point conversion. It's going to be a quarterback keeper for Graham around the right side, and it looks like he's going to get in for the two-point conversion. He is. 1:33 left to go in the third quarter. JCC still in control, up 54-0. High school football. Sunny, 101.3.
With a variety of investment options. Hurry in for a promotional rate of 5.15 APY on a 7-month CD. $10,000 minimum deposit required. Yes, you heard that right. 7 months, 5.15 APY. Stop in or visit frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC.
If you want it, we've probably got it. At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Hey, everybody. Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City.
Eight place.
Okay. Welcome back to high school football here on Sunny 101.3. This drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Jake and Tasha ArmConnect are your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City. JCC with another touchdown. It's Graham to Waring after an 8-play, 54-yard drive. It was a 16-yard pass. 1:33 left to go in the third quarter. The two-point conversion was good by Graham. JCC 54, Meade 0. JCC will line up for the kick, kicking right to left. This gorgeous, beautiful Friday night, high school football here in Tecumseh. Kick is mishandled. Mishandled again. The ball's live. He's going to jump on top of it, and it will be down at about the 18-yard line. On the return there, I believe Hayden Watson for Meade.
Brought down by
mishandled it a couple times. And the clock continues to tick here.
Well, Lucas, I hate to beat a dead horse here, but the Raiders still looking for a first down tonight. And we're at that running clock. We've only got a minute left in the third quarter. The game's really moving along now.
It's going to be, obviously the first team D for JCC did everything in extra what they wanted to. You're going to probably start seeing some second team guys in here. And that's where Meade tried to get a first down here. So shotgun formation, snap back, pass for Reed. Kind of sails it a little fast, a little wide for Carrot. Pass Incomplete. The clock continues.
Coverage there for the Thunderbirds, number 24, Wyatt Lumen. He's kind of a good story. Senior, about the fifth game of the year last year, he broke his femur in a game, which, for those that aren't familiar, that's the big, thick, strong bone of the upper leg. And he's been rehab and recovering. They weren't sure he was going to be back for the first part of the year, working hard, and he's back on the field tonight.
That's awesome insight. Thanks for sharing that. What a great story. And so Meade with the handoff around the left side. He's open in the field and is going to be tackled short. Looks like Ludeman with the touchdown saving tackle. Meade with a little give around the left side. Good for about a 50-yard drive, a 50-yard carry. It'll be the last play of the third quarter. No flags down.
The Meade Raiders, zero.
And we will cut to a break here as Meade is going to have second and 10, second and goal inside the 10. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
They weren't sure.
Welcome back to JCC Football on Sunny 101.3. This game brought to you by Bruna Implement Company. Bruna, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They have five other locations in Northeast Kansas. Neat little story there. Ludeman, the senior who broke his femur last year, able to run down the Meade running back and save the touchdown for the time being. Neat little story there.
He was the Thunderbirds' starting running back last year, starting I back, and started at defensive back also. And they weren't sure, even up until about 10 days ago, whether he was going to be ready to play the first part of this season.
Man, good for him. That's a great story. Broke his femur. Back, rehab, all spring, all summer, missed basketball, and makes the touchdown-saving tackle. So Meade in business here. Looks like second and 10, second goal from the 10. I formation. Snap back. It's going to be QB around to the right side. It's going to be caught for the touchdown. It was a little kind of bootleg right, and then back across the field. Touchdown for Sweener, is that right?
Yep. Reed found Sweener, kind of drug across, went to the back corner of the end zone, found himself wide open. Nice throw there from Reed. 10-yard completion, touchdown for Meade. Good for them. Build a little positivity here for the Raiders.
You bet. Looks like Meade, I expect, will go for the two-point conversion. 11:53 left to go in the game. Meade able to get on the board here for the touchdown. They will line up for the two-point conversion. It's going to be an I set. Takes the snap. Reed going to be given up the middle. It's going to be good for the two-point conversion.
Carry by Conti.
So with 11:53 to go in the game, JCC up 54-8. Meade getting on the board. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. High School Football here. The scoring drive recap presented to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Jake and Tasha ArmConnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City. Meade able to get on the board here with 11:53 to go in the fourth quarter. a 10-yard pass from Reed to Zwiener. After a three-play, 61-yard drive, one of those on a 51-yard run with a touchdown-saving tackle by Ludeman, two-point conversion by Conti, and JCC still in total control, up 54-8 on Meade.
Kong Minivong and Waring back deep for the Thunderbirds right now. Pretty decent kick there.
Good kick, end over end, right to left in front of us. JCC able to return it up to the 27-ish.
I think that was Jack Waring. Took it at the 12, down at the 27. We'll give him 15 yards on the return.
Thank you, Waring, with the return. The lovely lady here has given us some free popcorn. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, JCC up 54-8. Clock running. They're up by 40.
We'll see if we can shout out some new names that are into the game now. I see number 26, Harrison Bacon, in the first time. He's a freshman playing right in. And that's
Regan
Tice, another freshman in, playing quarterback now, number 5.
Brought down by his wiener.
Tice gives it on the play. He is 150-pound freshman. Calling the signals now, third-string quarterback. JCC breaks the huddle. I expect to see some of your basic running plays here. I formation. It's going to be an ISO around the right side. Kong Minivong with a wide open field. Kong Minivong is going to be gone at the 10-5 touchdown. Johnson County Central with the third team offense continuing to score here. Almost.
50 yards.
Thank you.
50 yards on that run for Kong Minivong.
50-yard run by Kong Minivong, who's got just jet speed out there. Once you hit the open field, you know he's gone. And he made one man miss, and that was the rest of it. 10-24 left to go in the game. JCC adds to their lead, extending it 60-8.
Yeah, I didn't mean to step on your toes there, Lucas. But when he made that move on the safety, I knew no one was going to catch him. I've been watching him run the last couple years in junior high football, and not necessarily a ton of power all the time. But if he gets outside and he gets behind you, he's gone.
Yeah, we were talking about that early in the game. They're kind of three running back rotation there. Kong Minivong just got some wheels. 2-point conversion here. It's going to be a keeper. It looks like a keeper by Tice. I believe it was him. He's going to be stopped short.
No,
we'll take a break here. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Score with 10-24.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. Tecumseh JCC football, total control over Meade. Scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Jake and Tasha Arm Connect. They're the Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City. After Meade was able to score a touchdown, JCC didn't waste any time with their third-string quarterback, Kong Minivong, with a 50-yard run capped off by a two-play, 52-yard drive. The two-point conversion by the backup quarterback, Tice, was incomplete. With 10:24 left to go in the game, 60-8, JCC over Meade. JCC will line up for the kick. Ball spotted at the 30, left or right here in front of us. End over end, not a very high kick. One bouncer. Going to be fielded at about the 10-yard line. Breaks one tackle. Up across the 25 to about the 27, where Meade will start their drive after their first score last drive. On the return there, I believe, was Preston Price.
That's who I had. Yeah, it's a pretty nice little return, actually. made a few moves and then drug guys for a few yards after contact.
Bead breaks the huddle. I formation. JCC with three down linemen. Looks like a sweep to the right. Perhaps Price on the carry.
I think that's Devontae, number 11.
Thank
in
you.
Back now. Looks like Reed's still in at quarterback, although he's jogging off the field now. Number
down
8, Wyatt Engel, a freshman, has just checked in for the Raiders. I think he's going to take over quarterback duty.
Yep, it looks like they're going to do some subbing. Meade's going to do some subbing, too. On the defensive side for JCC, Jack Waring in at quarterback. Try to pop out some numbers here. It looks like we might have A.J. Rautenbach in at linebacker.
A.J.'s a big freshman. He's somebody they're expecting some things from in the future.
200-pound freshman. Big boy. Meade, I formation, 8:45 left to go in the game. JCC up 60-8. It's going to be just a handoff around to the right side. He's going to be good for the first down, only needing three. Got four or five. Move the chains. Chain gang over there doing a great job. Derek Gatula. Derek Gatula, when I was coming up to do the radio tonight, kind of reached out to my old buddy and asked him if he wanted to do any radio tonight. He says, I'm on chain gang. Can't give up that job. That's kind of a fun one down there. You're in the action. Line me up with Scott, his neighbor, and Scott really enjoyed it tonight. It's been a lot of fun.
It has been fun. And being a Tecumseh guy and a JCC fan, I've really enjoyed myself tonight.
Yeah. Meade, I formation again here. It's going to be a false start. The left end for Meade, jumping a little quick there.
And that's a freshman in, Abe Lee. He's getting some of his first play in time. A little excited out there as a freshman, seeing some varsity action.
Clock will stop momentarily for the penalty.
That'll back it up 5 yards. It'll be
should restart shortly here.
Looks like number 51, Gabe Berkey, has also checked in for the Thunderbirds, along with James Stallion Nixon. James is a 185-pound sophomore. Berkey's a 150-pound junior.
Looks like another I formation set for Meade. It's going to be a sweep to the left, kind of a high pitch, tough one to grab. On the carry is Conti, who's going to be stopped for no gain. And the JCC second team defense doing their part.
By Berkey.
Jacob Nixon, 175-pound freshman in for JCC. Looks like, yep, Stallions Nixon, you mentioned him.
Boy, Rodbach did a nice job that time kind of pushing the play back, and then the pitch was high. So Conti kind of had lost all his momentum before he even hit the line of scrimmage. And Waring and Tease did a nice job bringing him down.
Another I formation here for Meade. It's going to be a sweep right. On the carry there is Hayden Watson.
Watson is
he'll get
carry.
Past the original line of scrimmage. Good for a gain of about 10 on second and 16. Brings up about... Third and five-ish, third and six.
Mahoney Boardman.
6:40 left to go in the game. JCC in total control here, 60-8 over Meade. Little redemption from last year's opening round game. And JCC looks to have a solid, solid football team this year. They're going to be fun to watch. Meade breaks the huddle, I formation. Long count. Hand off right side. He's going to carry a couple of defenders for a first down. Hayden Watson, good for about a 12-yard gain, let's say.
Movement on a tackle. That is good for a first down, and the Raiders will have it first and 10.
Ball will be spotted inside the 25 at about the 24. Other Thunderbird defenders out there, I think we've covered them all. Gabe Berkey in at linebacker. Meade breaks the huddle. Another I formation. 5:40 to go in the game. Long count again. It's going to be another ISO to the right side. Conti stopped after a gain of about three. JCC defender helps him up off the feet. Love to see that.
Picks up 3 yards. It'll be third and seven.
defense in there. At nose guard, Preston Thomas, 250-pound freshman. Meade breaks the huddle.
Looks like William Rodbacher's getting his first action here at near side defensive end, number 43 for the Thunderbirds also.
Meade's first shotgun formation of the drive. Gonna be a low snap. He's able to gather, hand it off, up the middle for Conti. Able to get across.
Conti to ball carrier.
In for a first down. Inside the 10, it'll be first and goal. 4:38 to go in the game. GCC continues to send some subs out.
And it'll be first and goal. The Raiders on the 9-yard line.
Waring and Boardman Mahoney still are on that tackle. Looks like Boardman Mahoney might be over. He came out after making that tackle. He's the one that we were talking about that injury earlier, so good to see him come off looking healthy.
Yep, looks like he's had a good night here. Meade with that shotgun formation. Wide receivers each side. Halfback flank to his right. Takes the snap. He's going to be handed off. Stopped. Stopped for no gain or possibly in the backfield.
Conti the ball carrier met by a rotten boss.
That was A.J. Rottenbach, that 200-pound freshman we were talking about, did a nice job
time.
Coming through, bringing Conte down right at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
JCC continues to do some subbing here. I believe Harrison Bacon has come in at the cornerback position. Meade now back under center. Conti under center. I formation. Nope, I'm sorry. That is Wyatt Engel at the quarterback. He's going to be sweep to the left side, and Hayden Watson is going to take it in for the touchdown. Hayden Watson in for the 9-yard touchdown for the Meade Raiders. They get their second touchdown of the night with 3:19 to go in the game.
Yeah, Watson back in at tailback there was able to go around the left side there for 9 yards, put 6 up for the Raiders, and they're going to attempt 2-point conversion here as we 3 minutes, 19 seconds left in our ball game.
Meade, backup offense, able to score on the GCC, backup defense.
Yeah, I think just about every single Thunderbird has been in the game so far.
Love to see that. That's a fun opening night. I formation for the 2-point conversion here. Meade, long count. It's going to be a keeper and pass to the right side. Pretty good execution there. Engel, 2-point conversion is good. Engel, 2. Couldn't quite see. 2-point conversion is good. And with 3:19 to go in the game,
for the conversion.
JCC in total control, 16-16. You're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. High school football here on Sunny 101.3. The scoring recap brought to you by Jake and Tasha Armconnect of Farm Bureau Financial Services. Come see them at their offices in Auburn and Fall City. Meade getting their second touchdown of the night. Watson in for the 9-yard run with 3:19 left to go in the fourth quarter. It was a 9-play, 48-yard drive. Gardner was able to receive the 2-point conversion. JCC up 60-16 on Meade. Kickoff right to left here. JCC receives. He's got some open field. Kong Midabon breaks one tackle. He breaks two. He's pulling a couple defenders with him. And he gets near midfield all the way up to about the 37, 38-yard line. Really nice return here by Kong Minabong, who's already got a couple touchdowns. I'm sorry, he's got 3 touchdowns on the night. He's had a great night. And he's got that elusive speed. You get him in the open field, he's going to be hard to catch.
Yeah, I'll give him 22 yards on that return. Really did a nice job. And Maybe he heard me say before, not a lot of power, because he showed a little bit on that run.
And he was dragging a couple defenders with him. 2:35 to go in the game. JCC lines up. I formation. In at quarterback there.
That's still Regan Tease, a freshman.
Thank you.
Ball carrier brought down by Ferguson.
Good for a loss of one on the carry. Clock continues to tick.
And I would guess we're probably only going to get 2, 3, maybe 4 more snaps, and it's going to be a night here in Tecumseh.
I was trying to do a little math here to see if they have to get a first down. I know the high school rules have kind of changed on the play clock here. They've gone to a 25 in between, so there's less time. I don't know if they'll be able to milk it. Handoff around the left side, stopped in the backfield.
But I don't think they start that play clock until the officials mark the ready for play.
Hernandez.
So it's sometimes.
I believe that's correct. I think
35 seconds.
I think it's a 40-second play clock in between dead balls, and then 25 in between once it's spotted. 1:20 to go here. JCC will break the huddle. They will stay in the I formation. Tease at quarterback. He's going to pass it here. Rolls out to the left side. It's going to be complete. Complete to
Nichols.
Braden Nichols, who is going to have enough for the first down.
15-yard completion there from Tease to Nichols.
It's a nice little play from the freshman to the sophomore.
That is good for a Thunderbird first down.
That will seal the deal here for JCC. They might be obligated to run one more play, but what a great night for Thunderbird fans here. Total domination here over the Meade Raiders, 60-16, and I've seen a lot of good playmaking skills from a lot of good playmakers, and an offensive defensive line that totally controlled the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I don't think if you were Coach Haught, you could ask for much else on opening night.
It's a good start. Tease with the handoff up the middle. Be good for about a 5-yard gain.
That's a new ball carry. I believe that's a freshman, Max Garacki, on that carry.
That is going to do it. That's
the
ball game. JCC
game.
Is going to win it here, 60-16, getting some revenge over the Meade Raiders. We'll take a short 1-minute break here, and then we'll do a little scoring recap for us. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. Bruna Implement Company is the presenting sponsor for this game. Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They have 5 other locations in Northeast Kansas. A lot of scoring tonight for JCC. Couple notables here. Swanson at quarterback, Jones receiving, and Kong Minivong at running back to start it off with 5:40 left to go in the first. Swanson to Jones, 6-0 JCC. 5:22 in the first, Swanson to Jones again. The 2-point conversion by Houghton was good, 14-0 JCC. Ofegbu got on the board here with a 2-yard run with 11:20 left in the second. It was a 12-yard run, excuse me. After a 10-play drive, True was in for the 2-point, 22-0 JCC. Swanson to Jones again for their third connection on a 15-yarder. The two-point was good, 30-0 JCC. Kong Minivong then scores two touchdowns in a row, one with 2:16 left to go in the second quarter and one as the time expired before halftime. Those two scores put JCC up with a couple two-point conversions up 46-0 to open up, at the end of the third quarter with about a minute 33 left, Graham to Waring, eight plays, 54-yard drive, 54-0 JCC. At the beginning of the fourth quarter, Meade was able to get on the board, a 10-yard pass from Reed to Zwiener. After a three-play, 61-yard drive, Conti in the two-point conversion, 54-8 JCC. Kong Minivong gets his third touchdown of the night with a 50-yard run, 60-8 JCC, and to close out the scoring with 3:19 left in the fourth, Watson for Meade with a 9-yard run after a 9-play, 48-yard drive. The two-point conversion was good. And the final score, 60-16, Johnson County Central over the Meade Raiders, and they're off to a good start, Chris. Chris tallying up some stats over there. I know that Swanson was almost near perfection on the passing.
Yeah, so second half, obviously with that running clock, not as many plays, not as many numbers, but Meade was able to finally put a few things together. They were able to run 16 plays there in the second half, totaling 112 yards, but Thunderbirds holding Meade to 129 total yards for the game. And on the other side, Swanson, again in that first half, was 7 of 8 for 119 yards passing. In the second half, Jersey Graham, 1 of 1 for 16 yards, and then Regan Teese was 1 of 1 for 12 yards. So the Thunderbirds able to throw together about 145 yards passing, 261 yards on the ground on a total of 50 carries, so just over like 5.1 yards per carry. So 261 on the ground, 140 in the air, just shy of 400 total yards. Pretty good night for the Thunderbird offense.
It's an excellent night for the Thunderbird offense. It was a great night for their defense, too. Meade didn't even have a first down in the first half. And so what was a very hot week turned out to be a great night weather-wise and an even better night if you're a Thunderbird fan, as JCC wins the ballgame here 60-16. Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has connected.